Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. In clean tech, a good job can be hard to find for women. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Last June, President Biden flew to Silicon Valley to tout the massive federal investment in clean energy, made possible by the Inflation Reduction Act.
When I think of climate, I think of jobs. When I think of climate, I think of innovation. When I think of climate, I think of turning peril into progress.
For a long time, though, women have largely been shut out of clean tech. An investigation by the nonprofit newsroom The Fuller Project found that last year, women filled just 32% of green energy jobs. Senior editor Aaron Glantz explained their sometimes graphic findings.
What we heard from the frontline workers, our reporter Kate Gammon went out and talked to some of the female workers in this sector, and she found that out on the front lines of these construction sites where people are putting up solar panels, there is a lot of endemic, just direct sexism, people drawing penises on porta-potty walls, making direct sexist commentary towards their colleagues, propositioning female workers at work. And that's a lot to get through. A second factor is the historic pipeline issue. If you look at the skills that are needed to install a solar panel or a windmill at the working class level, you're looking at a predominantly male workforce. But we also ask, why then would this be extended to those upper echelons, the more white-collar jobs? You know, the woman who we quote in our story, who's vice president for Grid Alternatives, which is the nation's leading a nonprofit installer of solar panels, noted that when she was at MIT in an engineering program, half of her classmates were women. And it was only when she went into this green energy sector that she started to find herself an extreme minority.
Let's talk about the government's role in this, because in the article, you note that the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law require applicants for this clean tech money to lay out plans to promote diversity and accessibility. So it seems like the issue is that they're asked to do that, but there are no targets. Is that right?
The only target that exists is something that comes from an executive order signed 45 years ago by Jimmy Carter. Mm. And it says that there should be 6.9% of hours worked on federal construction sites performed by women. Basically, women make up 50% of the population. They make up about 50% of the workforce. The only standard on the books is that women should be handling 7% of the work. And even that is a goal. It's not a requirement. So we haven't yet looked at these community benefits plans that the companies applying for this federal subsidy are submitting. I'm not familiar with what's in them, how aggressive the Department of Energy is in monitoring them. And what our investigation shows is that all of that is very, very important. So we're going to be diving deeper in the new year. We hope other people start scrutinizing this as well, because with so much money going out the door, there is a historic opportunity to rebalance this field, or for us to just basically subsidize an industry which has been employing twice as many men as women for a generation.
Now, you put your findings in front of people within the federal government. You, it sounds like, spoke to someone within the Department of Energy specifically. What do they have to say?
I mean, they say that they know that there's a big gap and they have to close it. But as we've discussed, the standards and the tools that they're utilizing are pretty minimal. And the only thing is these guidelines that say that 7% of the working hours should go to women, which is like not even 1 in 10. So
we're functioning off of something written in the 70s, as you've laid out.
Right, right. So like we're assuming that the world has not changed since Jimmy Carter was president and there was no such thing as like a computer, really. So, I mean, that's where these regulations date from. So I think this is really something that goes beyond the bureaucrats, right? Is this something that the president should be discussing, that members of Congress should be discussing, that should be discussed at industry conventions? You know, the people at the Department of Energy, they just follow the law. And what we found is that the law is actually quite weak.
We'll be right back with more on the gender gap in clean tech with Aaron Glantz of the Fuller Project. Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Aaron Glantz, senior editor at the Fuller Project. Aaron, what is your sense of how aware the companies in this clean tech sector are of this problem?
I would say, first of all, that the largest solar energy company in America, NextEra Energy, which has 15,000 employees, 3/4 of its employees are men. That is the case both, again, from the frontline workers and in the suites. And the reason we know this is it is in their published reports, right? So they know. They are aware of it. Now, what do they think? Our reporter called them. They didn't call us back. So I think that this is something companies are definitely aware of.
They must know. I mean, that's probably one of the first demographic markers they look at.
Or maybe they just like look around their office, right? and notice that they're all a bunch of guys, right? So the question is anyone asking anything of them, right? And is there any real robust discussion around this? And I don't think that's necessarily been the case yet. And I think that's the, you know, some of the discussion that we're hoping to get going with this reporting.
That was Aaron Glantz at the Fuller Project. We've linked to the Fuller Project's report written by Catherine Gammon on our website, marketplacetech.org. Aaron mentioned the pipeline problem. For more on the gap in professional skills and education, we've also posted to a recent analysis from LinkedIn. It found that 1 in 10 women on the platform had a so-called green skill, as defined by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That compares to 1 in 6 men on the platform. Those skills include expertise in areas like energy management and environmental policy. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.